This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, Douglas County, and welcome to a gorgeous, gorgeous Thursday version of The Q, where, as always, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all things amazing and wonderful in Douglas County. And also, as usual, I got my partner in crime, Alan Painter, in the studio with me.
As usual?
Yeah,
obviously,
it is.
I mean, it must be showing up too much.
It is usual now.
I'm starting to become a habit, a bad
you're
habit.
Like Norm, it cheers on the bar stool. You're here. You're still coming back.
Thanks. I'm actually starting to get rotund like that, too. So
you are a saving grace. So I'm glad you are here with me today.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm going to put the pressure on you since we asked all our listeners to pray.
Yeah.
We can't just leave them hanging. How's mom?
Well, that's a tricky one, but we had a scare yesterday, and she was rushed up the night before in the middle of the night with her surgery site. Her carotid artery was bleeding, and so she had a massive hematoma and needed another emergency surgery. So it's kind of been rough. I'm actually still wearing the same clothes as I came to work in yesterday because I've been at a hospital for 24
hours. I can smell
hours.
That. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
So,
but she's doing good now, right?
Yeah. So we got to get her back out today, and she's resting with our dear friend Ruth Ann and up in Cresswell to keep her close to the hospital. And I came down to do this afternoon and grab her some things and take them back up and get her set up, and we're going to have her stay close to the hospital for a couple days after that. So,
well, you know, and I know we talked a little bit about it before, so I knew she was doing good, but I want to update our listeners and then ask our listeners.
Keep the prayers coming.
Keep mom in prayer. And actually, I'm more worried about you, Shannon, buzzing up and down the freeway at Mach 42 at all times. So
let the word out.
Keep Shannon and her family in prayer and just lift them up to get up to the Lord, and we get a quick healing. I know her mom's tougher than her, so.
Yeah.
That's an understatement.
So, yeah, so the funny thing is this is just interesting, modern medicine, but my mom was given what they call a bovine patch. So I am, yeah, once I've had some sleep and can get back to my funny self, I'm going to be having a lot of fun with that one. So I already told her my oldest grandson's baseball team is called the Blue Cows. So she can now be the mascot because she's got bovine patch in her.
A boys team? The Blue Cows?
I don't know why, because their outfits are white, green and yellow with gray pants. So I'm not even sure where the Blue Cows comes from, but there is a blue cow in the fence every time they play.
I say that's not very tough sounding.
No. And my oldest son ordered, get this is how crazy these guys are. He ordered custom cowbells for each player with their name and I believe player number put on the cowbells.
Oh Lord.
To put on the fence. I mean, yeah.
And can you imagine all the parents with their cowbells? Oh.
Yeah, it hasn't even happened yet, but to the visitor teams.
Can you believe it?
So
the Titans versus the cowbells.
The Blue Cows and their cowbells. Yeah.
That's just scarring.
They do play some, I'm going to say some rock music in between the innings. So,
yeah.
You know, every time you listen to rock, you always hear more cowbells. Well, they are no need of more cowbells for the Blue Cows.
Yeah, we have to, you know, and like you said, this is a Portland thing. So that would have never happened here in Douglas County.
It's Happy Valley, yeah. Oregon. And yeah,
I mean, even our girls and ladies teams have tougher names than the Blue Cowbells.
Blue Cows. I'm going to tell you, though, Alan, this
that's just
team,
embarrassing.
it's something. But this team is, they're pretty spectacular. So it's funny, but all the other teams fear the Blue Cows.
So it's like kind of like the boy named Sue. It just toughened them up.
It's something. Those little players are at a league and a level I have not seen for that age before. And so I guess people can pick on them all they want. The score
must
will
be
speak
the milk
for itself. at the end. But
there's something in the milk up there.
Yeah, it's weird. So anyway, now my mom can be the mascot because she's legitimately got the bovine patch.
Cow parts.
I don't know. Sounds super gross. But anyway, but she's doing well. And as always, everybody that had her in the hospital loves her and just says how wonderful and special she is. And it's like, that is my mom.
Absolutely.
So, and she's been a beautiful witness of what, you know, speaking the Lord's word and just being a great witness through it all. And just be like, I know where I'm going when my time comes, and I am wonderful with that. And so she's just been the last couple weeks in and out of the hospital, such a beautiful witness of what Christ can do in your life. So for that, it's like I sit back in awe.
Absolutely.
Of her. And I've always been proud of my mom, but this is a next level.
She is. She's an amazing lady. You know what's funny is, I mean, my kids went to St. Paul, kindergarten, right? First grade. So we've known your mom for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And all these decades, I had to ask Cheryl, it's like, what's Shannon's mom's name? Yeah. We just call her mom.
Yeah, or Grandma Soup.
Yeah. I mean, so it's like probably 30 plus years she's been in her life, and I've never, it was mom.
Yeah. The funny thing is, my oldest son's, one of his besties, ended up being a nurse on her floor last night. And so he knows her as only Grandma Soup. And so he's like, I don't know this Barbara Campbell that you're speaking of. And so he had the nurse's staff calling her, by the time we left today, Grandma Soup. Everybody called her Grandma Soup. And it was kind of funny. So, yeah. But
well, good. Everything is good. The sun is shining.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Yeah.
And even so, through the challenges.
We'll bring her back down home on Sunday. And then, yeah.
Well, good. I had a cruddy day today, so I'm trying to stay up here. It's just been one of those days, and then to cap it off, I'm going on my bank walk with Jax.
Yeah.
I lose my darn car keys. So, listeners, business owners, downtown, I'm sure you've all seen me and Jax on the bank walk.
Mm-hmm.
If you all happen to find some keys, would you give a holler over at Premier Insurance, please?
Yes, that'd be great.
So anyway, but it's the least of our concerns. We can replace stuff. So
yeah.
Anyway, awesome. Awesome. Mama's doing well. She'll be home soon.
Yeah. Keep the prayers coming, though, because that is what's keeping everything in an even keel, I think, as far as sanity
as
healing and
your mentality.
The sanity part was my part.
Yeah.
She's doing fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't exclude. Let's spread them out, prayers out for the entire family. And so anyway, I'm glad everything's going well there. Give mom a big old kiss and a hug when you go up to see her.
And give her all her goods. Poor thing needs some clothes and some stuff.
So do you.
Woo. And some hearing aids. Woo. Yeah, I know. I need some clothes.
We need
too.
To set a fan in here, but on the other
good
way.
Gravy. You're so funny. Oh, goodness.
Sorry.
Well,
so we have company?
We have company today. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited about this because it's amazing what they've accomplished. And, you know, I want to visit it and give them the accolades and love that they deserve for what they've created.
I want to hear what our summer has in store
for us. Isn't that exciting?
But I would love to introduce Liz Jones with Riverbend Live. And Liz is the vice president of the organization.
Ooh, we got royalty in the house.
We got some high fluting here. So, Liz, welcome to the show. And we're happy that you took time out of your busy day to come be with us.
Yeah, welcome to the
Nut
House.
Thank you, Shannon and Dale. I appreciate being here. You guys are making me feel right at home, getting to hear the scoop about your mom and you know, how long you've known each other and so on. It's been
a while.
It makes it feel like community.
It definitely is. And I have to say, my mom volunteers on just about every board. Apparently, she's not on yours, but the woman's all over the place. So,
give me her phone number. We'll take care of that.
So, Liz, tell us a little bit for some of the listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Riverbend Live, what it is and how it got started. Give us some backstory on that, if you would.
Absolutely. In 1997, gentleman named Dick Nichols and his wife Mo Nichols.
Local icons.
You may know them. they felt some absence of music and culture and wanted to enthrall the community with, you know, culture and lots of bring people together and have fun and give us an excuse to celebrate life, right? Mm-hmm. So Dick had this idea, and everybody thought he was crazy at first. As my understanding, at least that's what the stories are.
I say Dick might have been a little bit, you know, I mean, he's a great man, but he could have been a little bit crazy. But.
He might have been, but in a really good way. Yep. His mm-hmm. his heart was certainly in the right place. He decided to put some, you know, money where his mouth was and get a lot of other people to support the idea. And he sold it to the Rotary and the various community groups around here, who all were at, like, you want to do what? Have live concerts in Winston, Oregon? And simultaneously, they established Music on the Half Shell. But I live in Winston, so Winston is near and dear to my heart. And the history of Mo and Dick starting it in 27 years ago.
Wow, really? 27?
Yep,
wow.
It just first started with three summer concerts. And later, they added youth theater for the children of Winston and Dillard, and this Douglas High School and the Douglas Winston Middle School, getting kids involved in putting on a play. These kids who, you know, in Winston, there's, at least in that time, not that many options of things to do in the
right,
summer.
Right, right, yeah.
So, you know, offering an opportunity for these kids to come in the summertime, basically spend the whole morning for weeks, 6 weeks at this current, I don't know how many weeks it was when it first started, but it's currently 6 weeks. And it is from 8:30 in the morning till lunchtime.
Get them out of there before it gets too hot.
Right. And they take part in every aspect of putting the play together, including choosing the play oftentimes and making the costumes and
cool.
all that good stuff. But Dick and Mo got this thing off the ground, and it's been going and growing, and audiences have grown, and things were really going well. And then everybody got hit by COVID, of course,
right.
a few
brakes.
Years ago. I came here in 21.
Right after you graduated high school.
You're so nice.
Yeah.
So my husband and I had been skipping around the state, you know, for his jobs. We came back here because we had family in Douglas County and Winston area. And the first thing I did in August of 2021 is I called the City Parks Department to find out who organizes Riverbend Live, because I wanted to volunteer.
And those were her final words before they grabbed her out of her home and dragged her down and said,
"Yeah,
you got to be careful what you ask for, right?"
Well, I'll tell you, it's very fulfilling. I have a lot of fun, and that's a great committee. And we do work hard. It's amazing how much goes on beyond behind the scenes to make it happen. I had no idea. But, you know, for what it brings to the community, it's totally worth it.
Well, you know, and I have to be honest, mm-hmm. you know, sad, the first number one thing, don't you hate when they say, oh, it's 27 years, you know, this year? It's like, I remember when it started. I was out of high school. I ain't that darn old. How can that be? But, you know,
right.
I remember when that started, because we had Music in the Park mm-hmm. going here, and it was like, well, what do we need another one? I mean, how in the world can we, you know, have another one that's... twice a week, you know, and that's not going to go over well. And I was thankful that I was proven wrong.
You were one of those skeptics.
I was a little bit skeptical. And it's so neat, because it's such a distinct flavor of music that and talent. It's just not music, you know, and it really does create a good vibe, you know, to be able to share.
It really does. The venue itself is quite remarkable. The way it's shaped and the way the sound projects, and our sound man is fantastic. but It's you can be sitting anywhere and it's not too loud. You can be sitting in the front or the back. It's so comfortable and the sound quality is just so great.
Yeah, it's a neat natural amphitheater in there. So
yeah. Well, I know you have a press release that came out yesterday and some exciting news to tell us about what's coming up this summer. So let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more of your Q here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter.
Still here.
Still here. Still counted for. And we have Liz Jones, the Vice President of Riverbend Live, with us this afternoon. So, Liz, when we left off, we kind of teased a little bit about your press release yesterday that you guys are ready to talk about what's going to happen this summer.
Well, I was going to add, Shannon, by the way, good job. We're not real good at this radio thing. I mean, we just got kind of get on here. But that's called a cliffhanger. You left our audience hanging like a professional.
I don't even know.
Kept them hanging over to the break.
Maybe I should work on sleep deprived more.
Wow. we have to renegotiate our contract.
There we go. So, okay, Liz, back Sorry. To you in all right, seriousness.
Well,
I got my goof
That's
all
what
here.
I do, interrupt.
Let me just give you the cap, you know, the recap. You saw the press release, but the public hasn't. However, it is on our Facebook page and our website now, so we invite you to see it there in case you don't remember everything. Mm-hmm. The concerts will be at the Outdoor Theater in Riverbend Park in Winston. And that is just down Thompson Road from the corner of Carlos's restaurant, you know, off of 99. Each concert starts at 7 p.m. There are three are music concerts, and one is a cowboy poetry and music integrated.
Cool.
It is one of the most popular and fun things ever. People come from far away for that event.
You know, I have to admit with that, I was like, because my background, rodeo and ag and all that, it was like, who in the world wants to sit around and listen to cowboy poetry?
Everybody.
Then I went out and I saw and it. Then, I was like, how
yeah.
cool. I mean, it just doesn't sound that
It's
hip
like and, comedy and poetry is. And storytelling and
I was
music.
Blown away.
All integrated together. And it's really a hoot. And it's a lot of fun.
I was blown away, and I encourage everybody to check it out. Especially if you're certified, don't think, oh, it's cowboy. No, you got to be there. It's so cool.
Oh, yeah, totally. So the event starts at 7, but, you know, come early so you can park and put down a blanket and bring a chair, bring a picnic if you want to, though we do have a food truck. Mm. And the Winston vendor has the, you know, the food
concession stand
open as well.
Adult beverages.
Looking Glass Brewery is going to be there. This will be their second year.
Nice.
We invited them last year, and they have been so generous. We consider them a major benefactor because they support us so much. And having them there just, you know, adds a little more fun to the party.
Yep. Well, you know, and it is a Looking Glass Brewery. I visited with them when they were starting up their business out on their property. And for a new business, with what they do for our community is absolutely amazing. It's a wonderful group, and they truly are a blessing.
They really are. Generous-hearted people.
Yep.
We're so glad they're a part of it. We ask people not to bring their pets, please. If you want to check to find out which food vendor is there, you can just check our Facebook page or our website. And
do they allow you to bring your own adult beverages?
You can.
Okay.
You know, we are asking everyone to be responsible.
Right. Somebody wants to take a bottle of wine with their spaghetti.
They may. Exactly.
Especially Abicella wine.
There's exactly. Especially Abicella wine. The secret is that I'm also associated with Abicella. So there's no smoking allowed in the venue. We have trash and recycling bins. And, you know, we try to make everything easy. This year, we're planning to incorporate a little questionnaire with a QC code when you come in the gate, walk into the park. Hopefully, everybody will take 3 minutes and fill out a quick questionnaire. We want to know where everyone's from and that good stuff. But, you know, for years, we've been featuring blues and rock and country and cowboy poetry and ethnic music from around the world, Afro-Cuban, Hawaiian. You know, we try to bring fresh, new cultural things as well as things that are representative of American culture, jazz and blues and so on.
Who's kicking off?
So, drum roll, please. We have Amethyst Kaya on June 30th. So our concerts are on Friday nights, as I said. And Amethyst is someone who's really hit the scene big in the blues folk circles. And she's from Tennessee. Rolling Stone magazine calls her a master of fusing folk, blues, and rock. And Spotify calls her an alternative country blues singer-songwriter. She's released 2 albums. Her latest album, called Wary and Strange, combines an alternative rock style with a rootsy, old-timey sound. And as a side note, Amethyst participates in a group called Our Native Daughters, and they are a group of all-colored women who play folk and roots music that look at the history of African-American women and their role in American, you know, society with slavery and racism and misogyny. And it's a very interesting album with songs from these women's personal perspectives growing up in America.
And what date was that, Liz, that you're kicking it
off? So that is June 30th.
June 30th.
Right. And she has an unforgettable voice. It's very powerful, very emotive. And she controls it just, you know, so well. She's able to be emotive and, you know, not go off the charts
is. You know, there is nothing. I love blues. And even though I kind of listen to it on the radio or at recording, when you hear it live, it's a whole nother animal, you know, because of the emotion side of it. And when you get a female blues singer, I mean, they touch your soul.
Yeah, and she's going to appeal to people who like that rootsy
kind of a Bonnie Raitt.
She's a folky and rootsy, and, you know, she's her own thing, which is kind of neat.
Is this consecutive weeks?
So we are consecutive weeks. This year we start in June, which is unusual. We usually start the first Friday of July. Mm-hmm. But this year, to squeeze everything in that we have planned, we started in June, and also to avoid conflict with other things going
events
on in
stuff.
Other places. So the second Friday of our concert series is July 7th, and that's a group from Portland called Blitz and Trapper. They're amazing. They've been around 20 years or more, and yet I look at the picture of these guys and they don't look that old. So they've a very talented group. They've been on Rolling Stone's magazine best of list on several occasions, and over the course of their 20 years they've put out 10 full-length albums. My sons are in their 20s. They knew who they were, and I think a lot of the younger crowd will recognize who they are. And, you know, they're kind of a fun country folk rock band. Their music is really identifiable. If you heard them once, you'd probably recognize them hearing them again. Some spectacular voices with unique characteristics. The songwriting is really interesting too, and a lot of it is about experiences in Oregon. of, for example, there's a song called Cadillac Road, and it's about a depressed, deserted mill town in the Oregon Mountains.
Huh. Sounds familiar.
Well, one of the songwriters, one of the group members, his, you know, his father worked at a mill, and I think it's a story about that. So it's interesting. So, you know, and yet they have a really driving, electrified rhythms. It's I don't quite remember how many members there are in the group, but it's a sizable group.
And people should Google them and see if they don't know who they are and
get a little
taste of it.
Absolutely. Our third concert is with Jackie Venson, and that is July 14th. And Jackie, I went and, you know, watched her. We all watched the YouTubes and when we were making these selections. And we really try to select performers who are widely liked by almost anybody. Would hear them and go, oh, yeah, you know.
Appeal to a variety or...
Yeah, you know, we look for variety, but we also look for, you know, something that's easy to like. And Jackie is a multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and she's out of Austin. She's kind of a legend in Austin. She's been on Austin City Limits, and she was named the Austin Music Award winner Musician of the Year in 2020. And she was born and raised in Austin. So we're delighted to have her, too. She's traveled around the world and performed with big names like Keb Moe and Allo Block and Gary Clark and Melissa Etheridge and Citizen Cope, to name a few.
So
how are we doing on
She's time? Been there. She's
she has. She has. I'd say she's made it.
Well, we're going. It's time already to take a break. So we're going to be back with more with your cue here and a little twist to the local business buzz today. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
I'm not feeling this good.
All right. Welcome back. And normally this is the time we do the Local Business Buzz, which is sponsored by our awesome friends and pals at Umpqua Survival.
Our homeboy, Carlos, and friends.
And team. Yeah. So I forgot to get a winner today because I am running on low brain cells. So I just called them and Skylar saved the day and got me a name. Thank you, Skylar. Shout out.
Thanks, Skylar. Keeping Shannon on track. But I'm glad we got to keep our guest over from break.
Yes.
And I want to hear a little bit more and close up on this because this is such a fantastic event.
Okay, Liz, so we left off. We did not get the complete list out.
Well,
so
I brought us up to July 14th.
All right.
So the next one after that is July 21st, and that's the Cowboy Poetry and Western Music Night with Randy Ryman, Sourdough Slim, and Robert Armstrong. How about those names?
I wish everybody could see you. You are a hoot. She's so jiving and dancing over here when she's talking about the jazz or the rock or the cowboy. It's super fun.
Well, I'm a wig person. Randy Ryman is considered one of the very finest reciters of traditional cowboy poetry as well as Australian bush poetry. So he is going to be a lot of fun. And Sourdough Slim, you're going to hear raucous and heartfelt singing accompanied by dizzying array of vintage acoustic instruments. You know, banjo, ukulele, guitar, accordion, National Steel, the saw, and harmonica. It's going to it'll be a hoot.
That is awesome.
And a lot of fun.
It will not disappoint. It makes you think of the old hee-haw skits.
Yeah.
That's right.
With the saw and the jug and the all the things that they played.
If you could only go to one, that's the one. You know, it really is. You want to have a good, fun family night. That's it. You know, the kids will enjoy it. It's just, it is just a hoot.
super fun.
That's true. But we think all of them are going to be great for everybody. And we hope you will come out in droves. You know, attendance during COVID fell and people forgot to leave their houses. So we're giving them a reason to come back out.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to make sure everyone also knew Riverbend Live. First of all, we're a nonprofit. We raise all our funds from the community and local businesses, as well as foundation, including the Oregon Community Foundation. But one of the things we present that a lot of people don't know about, if they're not living in Winston, is our youth theater productions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the local kids from the middle school and high school work for 6 weeks in the summer to put on a wonderful production that's a lot of fun. And this year it's going to be called A Year with Frog and Toad.
Oh, how fun.
And it is going to be a very cute story about friendship, about, you know, being friends even though we're different.
Yes.
And what a great message.
Yes.
In this kind of environment and climate we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We can be friends even if we don't look the same and think and speak and talk and walk exactly the same.
Yeah, great message. Great message.
Celebrate the differences.
Exactly.
And I think that is such a wonderful, positive activity for kids to do with all that time on their hands when they're not in school and during the summer, to be able to experience the theater, to be able to experience...
Well, I think parents like it a whole lot more than seeing their kids in front of video games all day.
Yep. And it's confidence building for the kids.
Yeah. Very much so.
You know.
They're just not running amok either.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they can put that on their resume. Hey, before we go, I just want to make sure everyone knows riverbendlive.org is our website. We have a Facebook page and an Instagram at riverbendlive.
So if somebody wants to get involved, volunteer, or contribute, that would be the place.
We always need help on the days of the concerts and those mornings, as well as after the show, breaking down, putting things away, helping with parking. You know, we send people, go get ice, or various little errands that we need. Yes, and we also look for long-term, you know, people are thinking they want to do something longer term, maybe, for community service like myself. So we look for that.
And that have a passion for music or arts or culture or, you know, I mean.
Or people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I think of it as a cultural arts event, performing arts event, but I also think of it as a community event.
Yes,
something that
absolutely
brings everyone out and brings us all together. Hey, we haven't seen each other's faces for a long time,
yep,
right?
Mm-hmm. And create some pride, you know, some community pride, and that's it's really awesome.
You know, and Winston's starting to grow and change, and it's
absolutely
becoming a
just
going to
mention
town.
That. Yeah, we have had, we've had the 4th of July celebration on from Winston, and they work so hard at that, raising money all year long to put on that spectacular show. We've had Katie Starkle with Wander Winston on for multiple events that she's done, the Oktoberfest, and I mean, Winston, there is things to do in Winston now, and
absolutely,
they are making a point of getting more and more every year. So,
and it really is neat that does, you know, Sutherland, Winston, Yonkel, all these other communities aren't having just to come to Roseburg for our events, that they're having events that we're going to. And, you know, it just gives us more diversity and more exposure to a whole bunch of different things. So I'm excited for it.
We have a board member that goes to just about every live concert in the area, in Myrtle Point, Myrtle Creek, Sutherland, you know, Canyonville, everywhere. And, you know, if you like live music and things to do in the summer, it's just so wonderful that it's becoming ubiquitous and, or, you know,
right,
present everywhere. So culture
it's a
in
blessing.
Little towns, it's great.
It's
great Americana.
Cool. It's a
well,
blessing.
I want to kind of do something weird here. I'm going to pivot. I hope you're okay. I'm going to drop this on you unexpected because I'm kind of interested. You mentioned that you were involved with Abacella Winery.
I am.
And that is a family organization. Could you share a little bit with our listeners about that? I mean,
and Winston?
I certainly can.
I mean, so we got a business buzz.
Is this the business buzz now?
Yeah.
Let's buzz.
We're going to just transition right into the business buzz. Absolutely. So my father started Abacella almost the same time River Bend Live, about the same time, 27 years ago. And it's amazing. He came here from Atlanta, and he was a dermatologist, and he wanted to plant
grapes. An excellent one.
And grow, you knew him. He wanted to grow Spanish grapes and make Spanish wine, mm-hmm. and he's been experimenting with lots of different varieties from Spain and Italy and France and, you know, really looking for the best thing that would grow here. Well, my husband has been a viticulture climate scientist for more than 27 years as well, and their interests dovetailed. And a couple of years ago, Earl said, you know, he was 81, still healthy and vibrant, but he said, you know, I think I might be ready to retire, Greg.
So, hint, hint.
Oh, by the way.
By the way, he's 81. So he asked if Greg was ready and willing to take over the helm. So we decided the timing was great. We got our kids in and off to college, and he looked at me and said, let's do it. It was right, you know, towards the middle end of COVID, and things in the university setting. He was an academician, but so we came here. It was kind of a no-brainer. We left the Portland area and came here, and
also a no-brainer.
Well, we were in Ashland for 20 years before that, but we went up there. He worked at Linfield University for 4 years, and then So he is now the CEO, and I'm the gardener, and I just pitch in wherever it's needed. I launched a little music program at Abacella as well. Music is my thing, and I, yeah.
So how cool is that? So you incorporate that? And
yeah.
Well, so you're doubly busy with music in that half shell and River Bend Live. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's okay.
And
we're kind of sisters.
Her summer is buzzing. That's
my summer is buzzing, and I'm a performer myself with a little group called Vine Cats.
Oh, how fun! That makes complete sense now.
Incorporate both of those, and so you work at the winery alongside your husband, and.
Well, I don't really get a paycheck, but
no, nobody does. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still farming, and we do it for passion.
I help wherever it's needed, and I usually do bottling. I help a little in the kitchen from time to time. I will flip pizzas. We have Pizza Fridays. I don't know if you know about that.
No.
Every starting in May, we do it every Friday. And it's Pizza Friday. It's great, beautiful, wonderful, tasty pizza. In an
well,
outdoor
I will see
oven.
You on Fridays. That's that always a good wonderful. Reason. So what time is pizza?
I think our first reservation is 4:30.
So we get pizza and go listen to music.
Yeah.
I think you should do a special. Pick up a bottle of wine to go to Riverbend. Special.
And a pizza.
Yeah. And a pizza.
We'll talk about that.
There should be a Riverbend special.
Well, I want to. I know we're getting close to the time here, but I just want to thank you. For your commitment to our community, for helping to make Winston and Douglas County just a special place, and how you've come here, you know, in just a short time and just brightened our community with everything you do. So we appreciate you. The Lord's give us another blessing through you. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
And pass that on to your board.
I will.
Because it
Everyone
does take a village
board.
Or a team to pull something
for,
off.
Yeah. You got to see who's on our board. We got great, great people. Ellen
and will
Porter's
you give
amazing.
Us your website and stuff again, please?
Yeah. It's riverbendlive.org. And
Riverbend
Live on Facebook as well as Instagram.
And you can always do what Shannon says and
Google it.
And you can email us at info@riverbendlive.com.
So if you want to volunteer, contribute, or just want more info, reach out. Yes. Don't hesitate. If you're sitting there right now and say, gee, I want to do something, do it right now. Don't wait.
Yeah. And I should have said riverbendlive.org.
Yes. So, Liz, okay. Thank you for being on here telling us all about Riverbend Live for the impromptu local business buzz brought to you by Umpqua Survival. And we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back with more of Your Cue with Shannon and Alan in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Cue.
Whoops, we almost got caught there.
We were just actually talking to Liz the commercial break before last, yep, and told her, you know, it wouldn't be a show if we just didn't chat so long that we missed our cue for Your Cue.
Yep. Well, we got in a little gun talk during the break.
I was showing pictures of that Stormtrooper gun that is the actual raffle gun out at Umpqua Survival right now, and the proceeds will go towards the project they're doing for trade schools.
Yep.
For youth to get scholarships to trade schools. And so I was telling my son about it yesterday. I mean, what are you going to do when you're sitting in a hospital for hours?
Right.
You're just trying to, like, come up with random things to keep your mind off of stuff. So I was telling him about this gun and that Carlos had mentioned last week. So, because they're so cool, I just called the guys and I'm like, hey, can I get you to send me a picture of that gun to my cell phone via text message? Because I need to show my son. I think I need this. And not only did they do that, Leon, who works there, took it to the next level and sent me other pictures of other ideas I could do to customize it. So, I mean, how's that for next level service?
Absolutely. And Mother's Day's coming, so how cool would that be?
I forgot about that. Yeah, Mom needs a Stormtrooper 22 pistol.
Absolutely. So I know we've got a few minutes, and I want to talk about something that we're seeing. We never talk about insurance.
Not very often.
Because it's kind of boring to talk about. But, you know, it's one of those things, and it's a necessary, and it's one of those things that we hate paying the bill, but, man, we're glad to have it when disaster strikes. And we've been seeing something really crazy lately. Our office has been literally from open to close just absolutely slammed.
Yeah.
And
I felt bad for the girls.
You know, I encourage everyone. I don't care if you're a client or someone else. You know, you've got to shop your insurance at least every 2 to 3 years. And it is absolutely amazing. Some of the companies are, typically the stalwarts, the ones you always see on the advertisements. And, that they've always had traditionally the best rates around and best coverages. And I tell you what, not anymore. So if you've been with that company for 10 or 15 years, don't just assume that you're getting the best rate available. It is amazing the good neighbors that we're writing and in the good hands customers that we're writing. I mean, we're just, Logan has been busy. Brett has been busy. We are saving people tons of money. So, yes, I do. I mean, we spend money to have the show, hopefully one or two people do call the office and give us an opportunity. But for yourself, make a call to an independent agent who can, so this way with one phone call, they can shop 5, 6, 7, 8 different companies rather you spending, a half hour on the phone talking to several companies. I could not encourage you more. I know insurance rates are going up just 20, 30, 40% we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And so please reach out and speak to an independent agent. And you can save some money and improve your coverage. Just don't just settle, just because you've been there for 10 or 20 years, because it's sad that insurance companies, and we're seeing it, are giving big discounts to new customers.
Right.
And the older customers are just paying for the piper, just like, you know, the cell phone companies.
Same thing with cable.
Satellite cable. Yeah. They're all doing it. And unfortunately, insurance companies have done it because they've discovered that, hey, if we raise these folks' rates 30-40%, we're only going to lose 10% of the customers, so we're way ahead. So the loyalty is not two ways anymore unless you're insured with Premier Insurance, and then we love you like a family. So
that was very good.
Well,
I have to give our winner before we get off the air.
We almost buzzed right out of here.
So Skylar also gave me the name. I mentioned that earlier. So Britt Anderson, we'll call you. And we're always joking about the women or the men. I really don't know what Britt is. So Britt, you're it. And we're going to call you, and you won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. And we'll call and let you know how to pick that up.
Congratulations. Down payment on the Star Trooper guns.
Yeah, you can donate that, to the Shannon Foundation. Yeah.
Go out there and buy some raffle tickets.
Buy your raffle tickets. Help a good cause. Win a good gun.
We're really close against Super the end close. Of the show, so I just want to remind our listeners out there that please keep Shannon, her family, in prayer.
Yeah, thank you.
Lift each other up. It's going to be hot, hot Sunday, so please be with
Stay
your
hydrated.
Neighbors. Keep an eye on them. Love you all.
You know what to do, Douglas County. Until next time, be kind.
God bless.
And God bless.